Main Room, hosting Gary Numan on Tuesday, March 31st. The English singer-songwriter and self-described android brings his pulsating industrial beats to the Main Room stage. Numan has been active for 5 decades, refining and evolving his brand of synth-pop electronica. Opening the show is Tremors. More information about Gary Numan is available at first-avenue.com.
Spring in Minnesota, and you know what that means.
Rain, sleet, and snow.
But there's one place where it's always warm and sunny.
San Diego?
Close! KFAI. Listening to KFAI's handcrafted radio is like flying down to San Diego. And just like any flight, it's important to make sure you get a good seat. So go to KFAI.org and click donate during the spring member drive and help keep KFAI soaring.
Couldn't I just listen without donating?
Sure, but who wants to fly in the overhead bin? KFAI, non-commercial, community-powered, first-class radio.
Listen to that legroom.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
What defines my name? What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name?
Name existed forever. Means victory, helper. Whole name means protector. Shorten it by 2 letters. Without the IR at the end. The reincarnated Gil Scott living in a bottle again. The World Cup in Moscow with a blonde who's a 10. Vape pen when I speak is like a lottery win. Quote my total, multi-mogul. So fly, I can walk in any spot. Every box be soaking. From a time when weed was stronger. Today's streets are calmer. They used to kill for shade sneaks and bombers. My name existed forever. Before Christians came in America, even better. With click sounds in their mouths was language for humans. With stick figures and caves, my name's written fluid. Nasty like way before even Rome had a sewage. For 50,000 years ago, if I could choose its origin, since there's nothing to gain by assuming, I'ma say the definition of my name, the truest. I shocked them like real bullets and prop guns. Creep with baddies and sequence dresses with high strung. Fresh off the jet, you can see my vision where I've come. How much time y'all got? Yo, Preem, let's drop something.
What defines my name? What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name?
DNA of King James, kin of St. Michael. Polygamous minded, 7 wives on ridiculous timing. They always share the same title, that be the whiskey talk. That's foul like a stop in Frisk, New York at 20. I said I better quit by 30 than my 30. I thought by 40 rapping is corny, how wrong was I? Never would've thought that 50 new songs by Nas would be hard and live. I leave them scared like when they hear their name called, but ain't nobody there. The definition of my name probably started where? I rode the E-Train, fingers covered in ink stains. Writing was like an escape recited, leave the beat flame. It was Rod, Kane, Kuji, and Chris. Few names like Cool James, Face, Cube, and Rick. That was musically sick, successful and unnatural. I throw they songs in a cyanide capsule. The truth is poison to any fraud. Demigod, rocking suits and shoes, going against any odds. How could you hate me? I survived the 80s, the D's, the trauma. Embalming fluid and laced weed. Inhale fumes from a stove or cook-up. The show's booked up. I chose to take the world over. Look up.
What defines my name? What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name? NAS. What defines my name?
Hey yo, 30 years later, Illmatic was dropped. Yeah, man, what the f am I doing?
Hey yo, Preem, chill. I got the rhymes, you got the beats.
Alright.
30 years later, we back in the streets, we back in the lab.
Alright then. Let's go, Nas.
It's time. It's album time.
Alright.
It's time.
All right, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. I am JSC, the Navigator, joined in studio by L Boog. L Boog is sitting right in a cockpit, and Mr. Buckner is on the line as well. Welcome back. Twin Cities was continuing our spring pledge drive. Again, keep the lights on, keep the mics on. That's how we do it. We're also going to celebrate DJ Premier, who had a birthday recently. Classics. That's actually off a new album with Premier and Nas. And Premier, for the old hip-hop heads out there, y'all know Premier, along with many other producers, were part of Illmatic, Nas's first album, DJ Premier, Q-Tip, Pete Rock. So classic, the classics still 30 plus years later are killing it. DJ Premier, born Christopher Edward Martin. I believe, I always thought my man was like from New York or Jersey or something, but he was actually from Houston, Texas, or that's where he hails from, Houston, Texas, and then collab with, met up with Guru while he was in New York. And Guru was from Boston or close to Boston, another Morehouse cat. You know, those cats collabed to create the super hip-hop duo Gangstar and just killed it for years. And then, you know, Guru went off and did some solo work, and DJ Premier has been making hits, classic hits, for decades now. You think of those top tier producers, top five producers. Again, if you don't have DJ Premier on that list, you slip it. You better go do your homework. So we're going to celebrate his music this evening, as well as raise money for KFAI.
Most importantly.
I feel. Oh, man, I'm digging that sweatshirt. Is that the sweatshirt?
That's the one I just picked up.
Oh, I got to get that. That's
I donated.
With the Fauché tower on it. Yeah.
It's a throwback one.
I like that. Mr. Buckner, we'll take a photo and send that out to you. So go ahead and make that phone call to, what's the number again?
612-375-9030. You know, we started strong thanks to Pete and Bob Street. So let's keep it moving, folks. Contribute today. When you donate, you're not just supporting a show. You're supporting KFAI, the community of KFAI listeners across the Twin Cities. Let's pump the airways with some donations, but also with some love for this radio station by donating. You can go online to kfai.org/donate. Mm-hmm. And every dollar makes a difference, no matter the amount. So if you're at a place where you're like, I only have so much, that's fine. Everything helps. So donate at 612-375-9030. I donated last week when we were doing our member drive, $90, and then they processed it, and I got this sweatshirt. It's a green throwback, no hoodie. It's a sweatshirt, classic champion sweatshirt. I think that was the brand. Yep, that's the brand. It's super soft because I was feeling Pete's sweatshirt when he had it on the table when we walked in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, okay, that's what I need right there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a bonus, is to get a nice sweatshirt, because I always donate when we have the pledge drive. But go ahead and donate. And you, if you want to do 90, you get this nice sweatshirt.
You're enough for the spring.
Yeah. We got to get the swag. Swag is important. I'm sure there are other items online.
I mean, I just think of it as prideful wear.
Yeah, I agree. I'm curious. I'm sure there are other swag items that are online, but definitely cop one of those sweatshirts. Become a member today. Do that thing. And we're talking hoops before we want to talk that
March
tonight.
March Madness.
Check people's brackets. See where those are. If you're still in the mix, I think I'm in the first place in each of the leagues or March Madness bracket challenges I'm a part of. So yeah, are you up there? Where are you at, Buckner?
I am not up there, but L Boogie is.
I'm number four.
L Boogie's up there in the mix too. Yep. Yeah, I know in the family league.
It's you, Paul 1, Paul 2, ooh, and me. Yeah, okay. Somebody with those double brackets. Those have been getting on my nerves.
Speak on that. L Boog's got a perspective. If you got multiple teams in your challenge, you know, we question you. We think you only should have one team max. That way, you know, you know, your success or failure is encapsulated wherever you might be with that one squad.
Well, B, we're in a family league too. And I said to him, I go, I would be in third or fourth place in that league had it not been for, you know, Marv 1, Marv 2, Marv 3, Gen 2, Gen 3, and also Lisa's team 1, Lisa's team 2, Lisa's team, Lisa being somebody in the family. I'm like, I'd be in a good place if they didn't have 3 boards, 4 boards each. So I was like, I know back in the day when I would open my USA Today paper, I had one bracket. And that's what I filled out.
You only had one paper?
I know. But what's with the 2 and 3 paper. And 4 boards, man? Yeah.
Okay,
because you have so many different things and so many different ways you can go about it. And it's just mm-hmm. the joy of the game. That's
it, is.
All it is. And it just gives you an opportunity. But I
know now.
You know, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I know now. I'm going to play my boards a little different next time.
I am checking out. This is just for me. Again, make that call right now as you're checking in with us, listening to us this evening. Make sure you make that call at, what's the number again, L Boogie?
Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
I was reaching for the paper.
Houston, we have a
612-375-9030.
Okay, or kfai.org. On the net, and folks are there waiting to take your calls right now. Make sure you do that. You can cop one of these dope sweatshirts we've been talking about today. I wanted to just go through the catalog of Premier just for a second here. All the different projects. I mean, he got so many projects. They got them categorized by year, going all the way back to 1989. And these are production projects, in addition to, you know, his work with Gangstar. I'm talking Lord Finesse. Like I mentioned, he was on that Nas's first album, DJ Red Alert, J-Rock, Dream Warriors. Did a remix with Wendy and Lisa. Right. So many artists, Loose Ends, was a part of the Compton's Most Wanted album. Too wow. Short, Mobb Deep, Nina Cherry, Heavy D and the Boys, the Youngsters, Dos FX, KRS-One, Nas, as I mentioned earlier, M.O.P., J. Ruta, Damager, Big Daddy Kane, Biggie, Omar, Big Shug, the list goes on and on and on. And I'm just the 95, right? This list goes all the way up to 2025, 2026. Those are just some of the artists in the first 7 years, right? Fat Joe, the list goes on and on and on. So in addition to raising money this evening, talking about how our picks are, how we're doing in March Madness, we're going to be talking a lot about DJ Premier tonight. Mostly me, I guess. Unless colleagues, you got something? So what you got to say, Buckner, about Mr. Buckner?
You were already hitting the point of how prolific he was. How that duo was, what he brings to the table across, you know, he's almost like the bridge. He's one of the bridges, you know, between the old school or the place that we grew up at mm-hmm. to what you're seeing today. And he's keeping the consistency that's going. And everybody saw him. Everybody has looked after him to say, can you hook me up? Because he's that dude that blends so many genres as well as just so many different styles. It's just smooth, and you know, that's what we grew up on. We were blessed, you know, to be able to have that. So I'm looking forward to hearing some more later on, but also making sure that y'all do hear it out there across the radio dial, and maybe help out a little bit so you can hear the things such as DJ Premier and others on KFAI. But we need your help in order to make that thing happen. So keep playing the tunes, Navigator. I know we have to quarter break, but you know the reality is, keep spinning, keep spinning, and y'all keep calling if you can. Go ahead and give to KFAI.org.
Yeah, KFAI.org. Is it /donate? And then L-Boog, what's that number again before we get into another track with Premier?
612-375-9030.
Mm-hmm. Again, make that pledge right now. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy another week here during our spring pledge drive. We're going to take a music break. We'll be right back.
Get ready. Give me that turnaround. Yeah, that's it. Jesus, the king out of Queensbridge. At ease us with your lyrical thesis. Me just chilling, buildings, high ceilings. Billions of my vision, please, I'm from the P's. VVS on freeze, VSOP's trees. Esco, Pablo, silked out in Cabo. The prettiest, high tech like NVIDIA. Just that smart, I know a little about a lot. When you come from less, you learn particular plots. From whipping the pots, checking in on parlays and parfaits, how my days start. We all player shit, dinner's cut, we leaving big tips. I taught some of y'all how to eat, but I won't trip. Taught some of y'all how to dress, but some of y'all still a mess. Serial investor, serial killer threat. Turn ether to Ethereum, y'all wanna bet? I got a crypto key, it come with a password. Then I flip that key to digital cash word. But then I get bored of that, it's too small, I'm off of that. Cigars in the roof now, midtown where the office at. Mr. Crypto, currency Scarface.
Pay that nigga his chips,
yeah. I lay criminal lines down over more base.
The boom, the dip, the boom dip.
Mr. Crypto, currency Scarface.
Pay that nigga his chips,
yeah. I lay down digital lines over more base. Think it's a shame these kids ain't see no freakneeks. DC Howard homecomings and wild weekends. Youngsters said when I'm grown, I'm coming. Then got grown, start clubbing and doing drugs. We wasn't. When I was young, I only wanted more wet.
All right, Twin Cities, welcome back. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy on this spring pledge drive Monday afternoon, early eve. Before the break, we started talking a little bit about March Madness.
My depth perception is really off. I'm not 100.
L-Boog over there.
My apologies.
L-Boog is over there jabbing with the microphone.
I'm not feeling good. Doof,
a little left and right. I think it was an overhead, right? Overhand. Again, make the call, the pledge. There's some folks over there waiting. We need to meet our goals there. I know there have been a lot of matching efforts for resources. We don't do this without deep thought and of course the need to have folks help us cover the cost. Again, this is an operation. Bare bones operation, mostly volunteer. Most of the programmers are volunteers. All the programmers are volunteers, and then just a few staff that help keep this running. And so it is pivotal that you help us maintain this programming that many folks again enjoy. We have one of the most diverse radio stations, community driven content. Definitely in the state of Minnesota, maybe in the region, from hip hop and you know politics, the space that we live in on our show, to community, to diverse communities throughout numerous languages, sound effects. There's so many different programs. It sometimes feels like a different radio station every hour, but it's woven together like this amazing tapestry. And I think it is proven to be an incredible asset for the community for 40 plus years. And we're just asking for support today. We're asking for those dollars, and depending on your donation rate, you can cop one of these sweatshirts we've been talking about. You can also support a great community asset. So make that phone call at
612-375-9030
or kfai.org/donate. Mr. Buckner,
did we ever come to the solution of what backslash or forward slash is about.
Nah, you got some intel for us. I know your research is usually better than our research. Huh?
I get confused every time. Backslash, forward slash, you know, am I sliding? Am I going, you know, what's going on, man? I mean, just it is just remarkable. The backslash, go ahead and just hit that that donate dial, y'all. Just help us out. Help everybody out. The reality is that we really need y'all's help. Y'all see what's going on across the country. And as much as we joke and we love to be able to play around with the show, this is no laughing matter right now. You see that across the country, the voice of America is being shut down. And the only thing that's really holding us up and between us and not being able to share this message is you. So the more you share, help out the team at KFAI, we can do this. But back to our brackets at hand, if we're still there.
March Madness?
I think it's just been a good tournament so far.
It has. It has. Men and women's. I haven't had a chance to check out the women's tourney too much. I was someone was helping out Pete Lee earlier before we came on. Bob Street, shout out to Bob Street always. Pete Lee, who warms it up before we come up in here. But the women's golfers team to the Sweet 16 tourney coming up. So that's exciting. Bracket busters. It's been kind of, you know, it was interesting. They were predicting that this might be on the lesser side of upset kind of tourney this year. I know High Point got through, busted up a few brackets. Otherwise, it's kind of been, you know, pretty par for the course, pretty much, and without, you know, many extreme upsets thus far. At least that's my takeaway, which has been good for my brackets. I mean, maybe you
Villanova.
Villanova?
That busted my bracket.
I mean,
well, the individual steps or missteps that we all make against March Madness, there are very few perfect brackets that have. There are no perfect brackets in either the
Florida.
Either the challenges we're in. Florida. Florida got upset?
Yeah, Florida's done.
Yeah.
Oh,
Florida's done.
Okay. I didn't catch that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one seed.
Yeah, they were number one seed. I do not have them going to the championship game. I did have them going to the Final Four, so that's
going to blow.
I did too. That blew up part of my bracket. So
I'm done there.
I think a lot of folks would probably have Florida getting into the Final Four though. So that is an upset that many folks will be impacted. Did that happen today or yesterday?
Am I tripping? Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
All right. Because they're not playing any games on Monday today. You see the Timberwolves?
No.
Well, and then High Point.
High Point.
High Point was an upset.
High Point was an upset. They did get kind of handled.
Texas
in the second round
over BYU.
I don't know if that was much.
Texas
upset.
Over Gonzaga.
I don't think those were upsets. I kind of.
I mean, it's
those.
11 seat versus 6 and 11 seat versus 3.
Yeah, I just think that was bad seating. I think Texas has been a better team than they got credit.
Those are my
for.
Teams too.
I know. I picked those.
St. Mary.
St. Mary's.
That was an upset.
They were over
Texas A&M.
They overachieved.
Over
a little. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe it's just my bracket then.
Everyone's bracket, you know, blows out in different ways. That's just.
I should know better going with Wisconsin, but you know,
well,
it's my home state.
I went with Wisconsin that first round too. I did. Yes.
Because you asked me who's High Point.
It was a joke. It was
a
joke.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on?
I was checking out the ice at the airport situation.
Oh, what did you find out?
They're just standing around.
Oh, yes. The newest development with the funding, partial shutdown dynamics, TSA folks is like, we not showing up, we not getting paid. So then the comb over in charge thought it was a good idea to send ICE agents, you know, to fill in the blanks.
It was right? A BuzzFeed.
Because they had, and the crazy thing is just, it's really just a shift you know, a financial, an accounting shift because they don't have the resources. So instead of going to the Congress, getting the resources like responsible governance should that's what should happen, right? Instead of that, they recycle people that clearly have not been trained. So now they're going to be trained to do TSA work, right?
I wondered
when
that.
When they're all amped and they're just going to be doing the same thing, looking for people, harassing people, more racial profiling now happening at the airport.
I mean, there's a BuzzFeed article that's showing them standing around, kind of clowning them a little bit. But I understand the gesture, like thought behind it, like go help the airports out. But being someone who does training for a living and new employees in particular, I'm like, how are you going to get them onboarded and ready to help out in time to do anything Yeah, exactly. I was like, what are they going to do? They're just going to stand around. Sure enough, that's the pictures coming through. I mean, the gesture's there, but really what they should be doing is getting to the table and negotiating
But they were close on getting that deal done, unfortunately, because the president is saying you must do the SAVE Act first, which is about, let's just keep this one, voter suppression.
Elections.
As opposed to,
and the Supreme Court. And is it true the Supreme Court looks like that they'd be ready to back the limits on mail-in balloting as well?
Well, okay, so on that one, I understand why we would be upset to say if you postmark your ballot by election day and it comes in and you're able to still count it. That's always been the case because we have this thing called, I don't know, people who are not, you know, in country, i.e. our military, and we give them the grace necessary for those ballots to be cast, or people who are abroad. Or people who may have some trouble getting, you know, from greater Minnesota areas that have, you know, we're a little bit better than others, but in places like Alaska and everything else, difficulty with getting mail in. That happens. But what this administration has always been saying, and because they always believe that anything that does not come to me right away, that's ego that comes in, that anything else is not for me, I need to get rid of it. And the unfortunate thing is that it's going to come to bite them in the face. Yes, I believe that the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of trying to cut off Election Day, but they're going to have a problem with that because, remember, all elections are administered by the state. And that's the issue that I think that's going to really hold them up. Last time I checked, we can't get involved because why? It's the state. State administers all elections. And so we'll see how this plays out.
You know, I remember specifically, to your point, what you're just saying, I remember specifically, though, a press conference where our current commander-in-chief said Putin told him to get rid of mail-in ballots. I remember watching that and going, really? And you're going to listen to a dictator's advice for the American democracy?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're looking at right now.
We have a, you know.
Well, I'm just pointing out something that is a fact that somebody could look that press conference up and hear that for themselves.
Yeah, they're a dictator wannabe. But I had, and you know, that's why we're, you know, voter suppression is a tool of the conservatives. They claim malfeasance. They claim a host of illegal activity in the voting process, which has never been proven.
Never been proven.
So
onesie twosies here and there, but never been proven.
So again, in this self-righteous environment of nationalism that is doing great harm to our country, we see another example, right? Now we're tying public policy to voting rights, trying to playing politics so dirtily that filthy, grimy type of politics where, you know, you're putting health and well-being in into, you know, political compromise types of scenarios.
Yeah.
And it's poor leadership. We all know this. We should not be our leadership cannot kowtow to that type of illegitimacy in this arena.
So my quick question then, because I had posted, you know, information about SAVE Act, and somebody, and I know this is part of the misinformation depending on where they listen, is, well, the SAVE Act would be asking people to do nothing no different than when you apply for your passport, except My sister, as an example, my mom got married after I was born. My last name was different. Now I'm using myself as an example. My last name was different. When I went to go get my license when I moved back to Wisconsin at one point, they didn't have a record of me. I had to go hunt down school records and then compare it and show, compare and contrast with a birth certificate. I had to go through a lot to change my last name and then to change my last name again to match where my current last name is. Like, it wasn't not an easy process, and my sister's going through the similar thing, and she lives in the state of Washington, and she works for the legislation. I can't talk today. What is the word again of the day that I'm trying to say?
The legislature.
Thank you. I couldn't spit it out for a minute.
I'm sorry.
But
I was
confused. I know. I confused myself for a minute there because I was getting hyped up because this worries me. This worries me that we've resorted to this level of nitpickiness. But what the person that commented on my post was saying, well, this is no different than applying for your passport. And I'm like, okay, it was easier for my passport than it was for my verification of my last name. And, yeah. But there's got to be more to it. So what is the misinformation do you think is out there that people should hear?
The misinformation is doing exactly what we're doing right now, thinking that it's a major problem when in the state of Minnesota and over the past 10 years and literally tens of millions of votes. I think I'm saying that. Yeah, I think we're about tens of millions of votes. There's been only a handful of instances that voter fraud has taken place based on, you know, someone from another country. When I say handful, it is one hand, not two, not toes, one handful. So, you know, and this is across the country. We don't have that issue. We don't have too many instances when people just mistakenly either registered, not voted, but registered improperly. So most people take that very seriously. What it does is it chills the individuals and forces a lot of people in the profile that's against the, I can't even say conservatives or Republicans, that this authoritarian group is saying that it could affect many women who have changed their names or older Americans who a lot of them did not get issued, you know, certain documentation for one reason or another.
Correct.
Or to protect the identity of those who are in a specific situation. Those are individuals that normally they believe would not vote for. And so when you don't have a message outside of, trust me, I'm going to keep you safe as I go into wars, when you don't have a message that reaches out to people and says, I can make your life better, or are you lying about it, then, yeah, it's very difficult to think that they're going to be supportive in your venture. And so I have to find a way to push you aside. But voter suppression has been taking place for decades upon decades upon decades. And the problem is just this one simple thing. If a lot of people are asking the question, what are the Democrats saying about this? And unfortunately, we kind of get tongue-tied because there's so many different people trying to come up with an answer, as opposed to saying we should not be taking away the rights of individuals at this moment in time. That simple. And a clearing call to say, quit messing around with the trying to create this havoc, you know, trying to find a solution to a problem that isn't there, is un-American, is unjust. And if, you know, and then just recently, again, unfortunately, you know, the Democratic index came out that tracks democracies across the globe, and we dropped again. And we continue to drop because of what's going on with our media that's complicit to this, our social media that is exacerbating these issues, and all these just ridiculous challenges to who we are as a society. I mean, even if things turn around, elections go a different way, and you get the Congress back, you still have the administration that still is basically saying, you're not going to enforce it, so what you going to do about it? And that issue right there of what is the strength and holding them accountable, how is that going to play out? And that's going to be the test over the next couple of weeks and months as we go into November.
That's right. We're about to take another music break. Just want to give you some context here. It costs $1,900 a day to keep KFAI on the air. KFAI exists because of a deep need for connection, and you won't find this type of programming anywhere. As we mentioned before, we're independent. We're an independent community voice that matters. Make sure you make your pledge. Go to kfai.org/donate or make a phone call, 612-375-9030. We're going to take a music break and come right back. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy.
I destroyed the mic for my glow. You know it's backwards to go against God, dog. I destroyed the mic for my glow. You know it's backwards to go against God, dog. That explains how we rock.
Mr. Gangstar, I make it do what it do. So true, classic like the Fu Manchu. Now, you cowards see I'm holding the title. Married to the game, son, you know that I'm vital. You're weak, you ain't true to this. I'm the embodiment of real, I pay my dues in this. Mr. Gangstar, a hip-hop phenom. The bomb, these misfits just don't belong. Off top, I go for the head pop. You got your chest protected, so you still get dropped. Bedrock, just like Barney and Fred. Mr. Gangstar, coming with an army of heads. Your charm is now dead, they're tired of you. I ain't even gonna ask what you were trying to do. I'm frying a few domes just like I do catfish. Got him doing backflips, this ain't gymnastics. It's drastic for foes, I got him walking on tippy toes. Ballerina style, you don't wanna see the meanest child. Meanwhile, Mr. Gangstar relates, not commercial. Yet still I'm one of the greats. Controversial like your favorite MC debates. I'm classic like a break, coming straight out the crate. Fresh out the gate again, time to fill my plate again. It's Mr. Gang to the star, I'm the latest trend. Mr. Gangstar, I make it do what it do. So true, classic like the Fu Manchu. Now, you cowards see I'm holding the title. Married to the game, son, you know that I'm vital. You're weak, you ain't true to this. I'm the embodiment of real, I pay my dues in this. Mr. Gangstar, a hip-hop phenom. The bomb, these misfits just don't belong. Who's a legendary character, harder than before? Similar to nothing you ever saw. Historically consistent, methodically persistent. Categorically gifted for sure. Never down for the count, might fool you with the rope-a-dope. Work my combinations, crack your shell, spill your yoke. Witness my third evolution. Close your eyes if you're afraid to see these herbs. Execution, wannabes I annihilate. Obliterate, terminate. Treat them like batter, watch these shortcakes bake. Mr. Gangstar, the one and only one. The gas.
Alright, welcome back, Twin Cities. Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI. Fresh Air Community Radio, in the midst of our spring pledge drive. Make sure you make that phone call or check out the website. Phone number is 612-375-9030, or you can go to kfai.org/donate and make your pledge today, or right now for that matter. Again, DJ Premier is an artist that we super producer. And I wanted to get some context in terms of how many different artists and unique artists outside of just the hip hop community that this guy has been a part of producing, including folks like Christina Aguilera, Janet Jackson, rest in peace, the late D'Angelo, Miley Cyrus, host of many other folks. Most of hip hop, really, has been produced. One or two tracks, Snoop Dogg, Common, Method, Wu-Tang, Drake, so many folks that have been have rhymed over DJ Premier beats. An amazing career, as I mentioned, going back to the late '80s, and you know, after several years as a part of a group, Gangstar Legendary. We talked about them earlier with Guru, who's another artist who has passed away. Rest in peace to the Guru. Premier has just continued to churn out more and more music, more and more dope beats. And we just want to celebrate him And celebrate this opportunity to speak to the Twin Cities and do our part when it comes to this fundraising effort that we have going this evening for a few more days. You know, there's been a lot of support for the station during this pledge drive this spring, and we just need folks to dig in a little deeper. You know, help us keep the mics and the lights on. You know, that's how we're doing it tonight.
I just want to point out that for $2,000, you get all this diversity of the world. And as they say in KFAI, you get a different station, different genre every hour. And you can't beat this for entertainment purposes, but to get your knowledge on, especially at this time. You know, so $2,000 a day. That's a pretty good deal, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, mm-hmm. and across the globe on the internet, on the line, as they would say on certain movies. It's all good. This is what it's about. This is community coming together at a critical time.
$2,000 a day is what keeps KFAI on the air. I read that too, and I'm like, wow, yeah, that's, we need some support, some love, so donate. 612-375-9030. We would love to have you, break up the payments, break up the gifts, monthly payments, or do what you can. But we'd appreciate any gift. Thank you.
Yeah, we have some unique names for the various membership levels. You could be a super spark for $30, share your spark,
light.
$60, it's in standard KFAI membership. If you want to raise up a little bit, $90, that's the free form fan. Not really quite sure what that means, but sounds dope. Arts advocate. You want to advocate for the arts. You can drop in at the $120 level. If you want to be a community champ, raise up $250. We'll get you there. Radio Rocketeer. That's a big spender. For $500 or a living local, ooh, be a local legend for $1,000. So again, ooh, make that phone call.
Put that in your LinkedIn profile. You're a legend.
You a living legend for KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. That's I'll wear that one.
That's huge.
That's dope.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Well, we were talking about last week. We were talking about the rent.
The who?
Was it the rent control?
Rent control.
Not rent control. My gosh. I'm going to go back and take my nap again.
I thought you said rent. There was.
I need to go back and take my nap. My brain is misfiring today. Not rent control.
Yeah, the rent control bill. I'm not sure what that is, but they get ready to get up to committee deadlines.
Okay.
And usually that's coming up here pretty soon. And, usually committee deadlines is when, is your bill alive or is it dead? It has to get through a certain set of committees before it can move on. First committee deadline you got to meet a fiscal committee if there is a fiscal note for your legislation. So anyway, these are all things that happen through the legislative process. Like they said, they compare it to making sausage because it's really kind of complicated. I was on a few calls today as it relates to that sausage making type of environment, and it's a give and take kind of reality. And over at the Capitol, again, we got the most closely divided legislature in the country by one vote, both bodies, right? So, we're heating up right now. It's election year, so things are heating up. El Boog and I, we made an appearance over at SD61 for that convention. Ran into U.S. Senate candidate Peggy Flanagan was there. A man, 50 grand, Cedric Fraser, who wants to come on the show. We got to get set on running for county attorney. Different county attorney candidates were in the mix. Listen to Ilhan, the Congresswoman from the 5th Congressional District was in the House, LaTanya Reeves, running against her. So, it was definitely a typical DFL convention. You know, I would call it a party, but there wasn't no beats or rhymes up in there. Maybe we need to do that to entertain because, you know, those events go long.
They do go long. Sure. They were trying to entertain with some positivity, joking quotes in between session or between conversation. But yeah. I don't know how many folks are still sitting down reading the slides you can be out in the hallway, getting a snack or going to the bathroom. But
just have music playing in the interim. Something. Just have DJ, just something to
pump up the party,
Something just switch it up a little and, you know, have it more of an entertainment type of, you know, some jokes might not be a bad idea, too. But anyway, we were a part of democracy this weekend.
Invite our friend democracy Trish. Come crack some jokes in between.
jokes.
Maybe that's our community service, you know, for the next couple of whatevers. You know, Beast Rhymes and Democracy. You know, the democracy, the stand-up comic joins the show. Or I don't know. We need to do something because
I did that one bit a couple years ago. Was it a couple years ago now? Or was it about maybe a year ago during American Indian Month? A couple folks from community, Native community comedians, we convened like a talk show, simulated talk show. That was on a comedic tip. That was pretty funny. So levity is always important. I think we use it. We have used it since we've been doing this show, B, if you remember. There's always some funny stuff to talk about, laugh about, right?
It's because we're trying not to cry. That's why.
Speaking of things that would make you cry, make you tear up, give you great concern, the whole situation over in Iran and in the Middle East right now, as we, you know, that war type situation continues now, I think 3 weeks in, you know, all kinds of craziness has happened, is breaking out, and, you know, I don't even know that it was ever sanctioned. I mean, maybe they took a vote after the fact and claimed, okay, we checked the check, and they didn't even do that. So there you go. It's been pretty challenging. We kind of stayed away because we want to make sure to stay. I mean, this is a part of, you know, for us, we do talk about these issues. We want to inform, educate people about what's happening across the world, in our cities, across our state, when it comes to the political landscape. You know, public policy space. That's what we're committed to. That's what Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy is about. But it's hard. We keep going deeper and deeper and deeper in to, you know, putting American citizens in harm's way in the future, you know, as a result of some, you know, real crazy ASS type behavior.
Well, you know, I would say this. If you're feeling like, what do you do? How do I show up? How can I make some noise? There's another No Kings rally in St. Paul on Saturday, but they're expecting like 80,000 people to march. But what? Here's the lineup: Joan Baez.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
She's kicking it off.
Okay,
closing it out. Bernie Sanders making a special appearance. Jane Fonda. Yeah. How about that lineup? This ain't going to be no typical. There's some heavy hitters coming in that have already been announced for this. So if you want to get good seats at that protest and rally, you better get there early. And there's three different locations that you can start from. So look up the No Kings in the Twin Cities, and you'll be able to start at 10 or 11 in Albert Lea. You can even, you know, they're doing a protest in Albert Lea. You may not be able to see Bernie, Jane, or Joan, but you can still do it. They have it in Alexandria, Anoka, Austin, Bemidji, Bloomington, Chisago, Cloquet. All these cities are showing up on Saturday to represent and to protest and show their frustration or disappointment or anger through a peaceful protest. So, you know, contribute, be there.
I like that.
And Minnesota, we have to say very simply, y'all have shown the world how to keep moving. Yes.
How to keep it real.
How to keep it. in negative 30 degree weather, y'all showed up. So I think that 80 is a low estimate. If you got 50 during negative 30 degree weather, what's it going to be when it's above freezing around here? Minnesota, the profile of courage from the Kennedy Awards just recently announced that Minneapolis and St. Paul, you know, again, the Nobel Peace Prize nominated city of Minneapolis and St. Paul. All these accolades coming across because y'all just continue to do things and stand up. And because you do, you know, we have this spirit. We have this civic commitment to it. And yes, even our KFAI is a major portion of that, that you continue to hear these things as well. I'm pretty sure that Democracy Now! Is going to have somebody up in here talking about this thing over the week and everything else. You know, so that's what we are, Minnesota, right there. So keep doing, I mean, when you said Alexandria, I was like, oh, whoa, okay, that's deep bread. That's deep bread over there.
It's a big list, though, of different cities that are still. We were driving up to my daughter's one time and not too long ago, and there was one dude on Central Avenue holding a sign by himself, holding it down in one of the suburbs here in Minneapolis. And I've seen that across the U.S. If it's one person, two people, a dozen people, they're still coming out, sitting on a bridge or on a corner and showing their signs of protest. And I got to hand it to him because this took that recognition by the JFK Kennedy Center, that was because of a lot of people's work. A lot of people's work doing a lot of very persistent things. And what people found out was, you know, Minnesota will show up. You get them mad enough, they will show it up. But we've had a lot of tension leading up to this. So people were already angsty. And I was just telling the navigator the other day, I was standing on a corner, just walked across the street to go grab one thing, you know, because I have a limited diet. I wanted to go with this one thing, make it real quick. And never have I ever all of a sudden seeing people start shouting at somebody who's driving dumb. The whole corner like was lit up telling this one kid to go back, you know, to the suburbs. I don't know if he was from the suburbs or not, but they were like, get out of here. And they were all, and I was like, this corner is usually really quiet. And this just really was emblematic to me of like just the tension and the frustration and the anxiousness in the air that's still here. It's still, and I think that's why the Courage Award goes to Minneapolis. And from what I've read is we've been persistent and consistent. And that takes courage. Even when you think it has died down, like, oh, ICE left. No, they didn't. They're buying office space. They're setting up in other ways. They're preparing for midterm.
For real. Let me take another music break. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy here on KFAI, Radio Without Boundaries. We'll be right back.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? Yo, what up, Primo, man? What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? What up, Primo, man?
Welcome back, y'all. Beast Rhymes and Democracy. Did y'all know that, I think, what is it, 59% of Americans disapprove of the Iranian strikes, the strikes on that nation. Most think it's a long-term conflict that is not not helpful for the U.S., CNN polls current approval rating for the comb over in chief, 38% disapproved by the same number of folks, same percentage of folks that disapprove of this aggression in Iran. Thought those might be interesting factoids to share.
Well, and just, you know, Minnesota's lost I think two of their own, but one for sure. She was just laid to rest. A Minnesota soldier, mm-hmm. Nicola Moore, laid to mm-hmm. rest at Fort Snelling on Friday. You know, she was a National Guard, and it's, you know, our first. It was the first reported loss, I believe, here in Minnesota.
Mm. Yes, that's us. Yeah, and we salute her service.
So, I think that. Yeah, I think people, I'm sorry, I think that people are just, we've seen these, and regime change wars have proven in history to be unsuccessful. So I think what I've been reading and hearing is that there's no clarity on really why we did this and why we're doing this, except this is what Israel wanted. So it's just a really, another chaotic moment in this legacy administration that is called Chaos Legacy Administration. It's just nothing but uncertainty and change, and it's just really, I think, taken a toll on Americans in general.
Well, it's the way we went about it. And again, the haphazard style of this administration, not just now, but also in the previous administration, that allowed for millions to die because of the haphazard and chaotic approach to COVID-19. And also, you know, allowing for, because we do forget there's another war, well, several wars going on across the globe, but the other one in Ukraine. You know, again, we are allowing for the brazen attack against a sovereign nation, you know, only for the right to be able to take land and people. Because again, remember what the regime in Russia is doing. They're not just taking land, they're taking people, similar to what, you know, we're starting to get into practice as well. But the reality that comes down to these two simple things. Is it about oil? No, it's not about oil. It's just not.
I mean, it kind of is about United oil. But
controlling
the natural resource. Yes, the global supply.
We continue to say we're the largest producer of of oil, natural as everything else. Mm-hmm. We have abilities to not have to use it. So why are we going after Iran, you know, when we have other partners? And now we're slowly starting to open up on things, allowing for, you know, as you heard, Iran is starting to loosen Iran's ability to be able to use certain resources as well to, I guess, give, and you're starting to see the balance, but there's no true progress being made. If there was trying to be regime change and they were worrying about the nuclear bomb and yet a nuclear weapon, and yes, I think what frightened everybody this weekend was that attack against the military base in Diego Garcia, which was over 1,500 miles away, which is able to reach other capitals in Europe. That's what changed that whole conversation.
Uh-huh. That's
so
right.
Trying to get into those things. If I can hit you, start changing your tune.
But you know what's the most interesting thing of all, El Bug, Mr. Buckner?
What's that?
The Epstein files are still there.
Maybe they were stored next to the uranium.
Once they run out of options for distraction, this is going to still be there waiting for them.
Even the aliens are like, hey, player, I'm good. You ain't going to get me in that mix. I know. Even the aliens are saying, where are the files, player? Man, where are the files?
Where they at, Joe?
Where they at?
I know we're about to get up out of here.
They're on one of those ships that he's trying to send through the Strait of Hormuz.
Quickly read that telephone number and website again, because we got to get up out of here, y'all.
Remember, when you're donating, you're not just supporting this show specifically. You're supporting this community, the KFAI community. So let's do this, folks. Let's power up this station. Donate, kfai.org/donate, 612-375-9030.
That's right. Get your sweatshirt. Become a member today. Thank you for tuning in to Beats, Rhymes, and Democracy another week. We out. One love.
Health notes.
Up next, make that call. Make that donation, y'all. We out.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.